From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Middle East braces for Black Ramadan as virus threat lingers. Europe takes cautious steps to ease virus lockdowns. Now the news in detail. From cancelled iftar feast to suspended mosque prayers, Muslims across the Middle East are bracing for a bleak month of Ramadan fasting as the threat of the COVID-19 pandemic lingers. As quoted by AFP.com on April 20, Ramadan is a period for both self-reflection and socializing. Believers fast from dawn to dusk and then gather around a family or community meal each evening of Islam's holiest month, which begins later this week and ends with Eid al-Fitr festivities. But this year, the fast-spreading novel coronavirus threatens to dampen Ramadan like never before, with millions locked down across the Middle East from Saudi Arabia and Lebanon to the battle zones of Libya, Iraq, and Yemen. Germany and other parts of Europe took tentative steps to ease lockdown measures on Monday as more countries saw death rates from the coronavirus fall, but officials warned the battle against the pandemic was far from over. As quoted by AFP.com on April 20, the World Health Organization defended its handling of the crisis against catching criticism from Washington and others, with its chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisting the UN body had been warning against the virus from day one. Spain recorded its lowest death toll in weeks on Monday, Britain its lowest in a fortnight, and Italy saw its first drop in the number of cases since its first infection was recorded in February. The encouraging news came and tight restrictions in place for weeks were lifted in parts of the continent, with some shops reopening in Germany and Denmark and parents dropping their children off at nurseries in Norway. Price of US oil has fallen to record lows as demand dries up and storage runs out. The price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, the benchmark for U.S. oil, has plunged more than 50% to less than $9 a barrel. As stated by BBC.com on April 20, the oil market has come under intense pressure during the coronavirus pandemic with a huge slump in demand. The U.S. storage facilities are now struggling to cope with the glut of oil, weakening prices further. The oil industry has been struggling with both tumbling demand and infighting among producers about reducing output. Earlier this month, OPEC members and its allies finally agreed a record deal to slash global output by about 10%. The deal was the largest cut in oil production ever to have been agreed, but some analysts said the cuts were not big enough to make a difference. Stephen Innes, chief global market strategies at Axicorp, stated, "It hasn't taken long for the market to recognize that the OPEC Plus deal was not in its present form be enough to balance oil markets. The melting of the Eurasian ice sheet around 14,000 years ago lifted global sea levels by about 8 meters, according to new research published Monday that highlights the risk of today's rapid ice cap melt. As quoted by AFP.com, Earth's last glacial maximum period began around 33,000 years ago, when vast ice sheets covered much of the northern hemisphere. At the time, the Eurasian ice sheet, which covered much of Scandinavia, contained approximately 3 times the amount of frozen water held in the modern-day Greenland ice sheet. But rapid regional warming saw the ice sheet collapse over a period of just 500 years, according to authors of the study published in Nature Geoscience. Analyzing sediment drill cores from the Norwegian Sea, the team found that the ice sheet's collapse contributed to an event known as Meltwater 1A, a period that saw as much as 25 meters added to global sea levels between 13,500 to 14,700 years ago. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has condemned the alleged theft of food packages meant to caution the poor from hunger during the coronavirus pandemic. As quoted by BBC.com, the president said the reports were disturbing and disgusting, adding that the individuals involved in the hoarding, selling or diverting of food aid would be dealt with harshly. President Ramaphosa stated over the past 3 weeks, the country been confronted with distressing images of disparate people clamoring for food parcels at distribution centers and of community protests against food shortages. President Ramaphosa also said the government would increase welfare provision to the poor who live below the poverty line, but did not specify how that would be done. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. President Joko Widodo has given clear-cut instructions to his aides to usher in improvements in the hospital reference system to handle overcapacity at some hospitals for tackling the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the president made the statement at the virtual meeting on COVID-19 response, in which the attendees comprised Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, cabinet ministers, and head of the Task Force for Acceleration of the COVID-19 Handling, Doni Monardo. President said to improve the system of reference and the management of hospitals to handle overcapacity of Indonesia's referral hospitals. The government has rated 132 referral hospitals in 34 provinces for treating cases of coronavirus infection in accordance with Health Minister's Decree number HK0107/MENKES/169/2020 on referral hospitals for certain emerging infectious diseases. The last item. The Investment Coordinating Board BKPM recorded an 8% rise in investment realization during the 2021 quarter, reaching 210.7 trillion rupiah from 195.1 rupiah trillion rupiah during the corresponding period of 2019, despite pressure amid the COVID-19 outbreak. As quoted by Antara News Agency, BKPM head Bahlil Lahadalia during a virtual press conference on Monday stated total investment in the first quarter of 2020 touched 210.7 trillion rupiah spread across 25,192 investment projects. The investment value is 23.8% of the targeted 886.1 trillion rupiah for the year. Investment has shown a slight hike of 1.2% from 208.3 trillion rupiah during the fourth quarter of 2019. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is commentary for today entitling Indonesian Woman During the COVID-19 Pandemic. Today, 21st April, is commemorated by the Indonesian nation as Kartini Day, which is a day of remembrance to mark the struggle for women's emancipation and to have equal rights on various occasions. The commemoration was set by taking the birthday of Raden Ajeng Kartini, a Javanese noblewoman who was born on April 21, 1879. In her time, Raden Ajeng Kartini and the women in her area and most of the regions in Indonesia did not have the same opportunity as men to study and do activities outside home. Through correspondence with several friends in the Netherlands, Kartini expressed her desire to advance indigenous women. A collection of Kartini's letters to her friends in the Netherlands was recorded by G.H. Abandonant, Minister of Culture, Religion and Craft of the Dutch East Indies at the time with the title Door de Stemis Toch Licht, literally means From Darkness to Light, published in 1911. Raden Ajeng Kartini became a symbol of Indonesian women's emancipation. Her struggle has brought about results. Now, Indonesian women have the same opportunities as men, not only in education, but in other fields. In fact, Indonesia has already had a woman president. Every year, Kartini Day is celebrated with a variety of activities that highlight women's emancipation. However, this year is different. Amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, some working women do all their activities at home. Women are required to play their multi-roles while still doing their work assignments at home. At the same time, they're doing household activities, as well as accompanying their children who also carried out learning activities at home. The strategic role of women in becoming increasingly significant amid various policies to stay at home. As expressed by Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, in a virtual meeting of the Women Foreign Ministers Meeting 2020, which discussed the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on women last week. She said, "Women are actors who can educate the community to take preventive steps in a bid to reduce the spread of the virus. That is what has been played by Indonesian women today, not only for their family, but also for many people." During the COVID-19 pandemic, many Indonesian women make use of the opportunity to revive the economy, create jobs, while ensuring the availability of medical equipment needed by medical personnel. Around 60% of micro, small and medium enterprises in Indonesia that produce masks, protective clothing and hand sanitizers are also owned by women. Another opportunity captured by women is using social media and conducting online seminars on the contribution of women in combating the COVID-19 pandemic. In other fields, many women initiated social activities by providing food for those affected by COVID-19. Jointly and sporadically, they provide the basic needs of the people who needs them. Obviously, Indonesian women have empowered themselves to be part of the solution against the pandemic. Although women are part of a group that is vulnerable to exposures to the new coronavirus, with its multi-role, women are at the forefront of breaking the chain of transmissions of COVID-19, not only for their family, but also for their surroundings. At the same time, they played their function as a driver of economic activity. Because of their maternal nature, Indonesian women have confidence there is good wisdom after the COVID-19 pandemic. As revealed by Raden Ajeng Kartini, "There is no cloud in the sky that lasts forever. There is no way the weather will continue to be right. After a dark night, a morning appears to bring beauty. Human life is like nature." That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Welcome back, listener. Here is Today in History. We'll begin with April 21st, 1879, when Kartini was born. The date is set as Kartini Day, a celebration of Indonesian woman emancipation. Every year on April 21st, the Indonesian people celebrate the birthday of Raden Ajeng Kartini, a pioneer of gender equality in Indonesia. She was born in Jepara, Central Java, on April 21st, 1879. After Dark Comes the Bride is the title of famous book, a compilation of Raden Ajeng Kartini's letter to her friends in the Netherlands. The letters are evidence of how much Kartini's desire to release her people from the discriminations that was entrenched in her day. Kartini's struggle was also proven by establishing free schools for girls in Jepara and Rembang, Central Java. Considering Kartini's great services to the Indonesian people, the government of President Sukarno named Kartini as a national hero, as well as establishing Kartini's birthday to commemorate every year, known as Kartini Day. Let's move on to April 21st, 1987, when bomb attack in Colombo, Sri Lanka. More than 100 people died after a bomb exploded in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. Nearly 300 others were injured when a bomb planted in a car exploded in Colombo's main bus terminal during rush hour. This attack was one of the worst mass killings in the long-running dispute between the country's two main ethnic groups, Tamil and Sinhala. Most of the victims came from the country's majority ethnic groups, Sinhala. The Sri Lankan government believes the bomb was planted by Tamil extremists, known as the Tigers, who want independence from Sri Lanka. We'll include Today in History with the 21st of April 2009, when the World Digital Library inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an international digital library managed by UNESCO and the Library of Congress of the United States. The library is intended as a source of primary document references with various important documents of the world that can be accessed free of charge. Other objectives are to narrow the digital gaps among countries, develop non-English and non-Western documents on the internet, and help provide academic research materials. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on women at the forefront in overcoming COVID-19 pandemic. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno LP Marsudi, along with 8 women foreign ministers from various countries, participated in virtual meetings of the Women Foreign Minister Meetings 2020, which just discussed the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on women on Thursday. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, on that occasion, Minister Retno underlined that although women are more vulnerable to the negative effect of the pandemic, they continue to appear forefront, becoming part of the solution and the backbone of economic and social resilience of the community amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. She said that looking at the role of women amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, women should prioritize two perspectives. First, women as part of vulnerable groups must be protected. Second, women as part of the solution are to fight the pandemic. Minister Retno Marsudi also stated, the world must remember that 70% of global medical personnel are women, so women are actually at the forefront in handling patients with COVID-19. She explained around 60% of micro, small and medium enterprises in Indonesia that produces masks, protective clothing and hand sanitizers are also owned by women. Those women have created jobs and at the same time they have guaranteed the availability of medical equipment, which is very important for medical personnel. In addition, the strategic role of women is becoming increasingly significant amid various policies for work from home or stay at home. They are actors who can educate the community to take preventive steps in a bid to reduce the spread of the virus. At the end of the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi underlined the importance of the international community to support each other and empower women to be part of the solution against the pandemic. She also reminded the importance of governments in various countries to pay serious attention to the needs and roles of women in various interventions and policies amid the pandemic. The female foreign ministers participating in the virtual meetings are Marie Spain from Australia, Alexandra Hill Tinoco from El Salvador, Camila Johnson Smith from Jamaica, Rochelle Omamo from Kenya, Claudia Plum from Colombia, Kang Kyung Hwa from South Korea, Maria Arancha Gonzalez Laya from Spain, and Anne Linde from Sweden. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmati.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you to a typical culinary from Central Java. Stay tuned. On April 21, people in Indonesia commemorate the day as Kartini Day. Kartini is a figure of Indonesian women's emancipation who was bestowed a title as national hero. She was well known through a book of her letters collection entitled Habis Gelap Terbitlah Terang, or Door Dwistness Tot Licht, or in English means Out of Darkness to Light, that was translated into some languages. Kartini had a unique way to hold a diplomacy, namely by sharing her favorite Javanese and European cooking recipe dishes by letters to her friends in the Netherlands. Through the recipes, Kartini tried to know how about the Javanese civilization in the eyes of the Dutch. One of her favorite dishes was ayam besangen. Ayam besangen is roasted chicken which is cooked with spices such as shallots, garlic, galangal, red chili, coriander, shrimp paste, tamarind water, brown sugar, orange leaves, lemongrass, and coconut milk. After the chicken being boiled into the spices and cooked, then it is roasted, then served. At the time, the dish usually eaten by nobles. If you want to taste ayam besengek, you can go to Jepara and find it at restaurants in the region. And that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring ayam besengek from Jepara, Central Java Province. Thank you for listening.
Dia tahu apa yang telah terjadi semenjak hari itu, hati ini miliknya.
Dia jatuh hati
seperti apa yang ku rasa.
Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
seperti apa yang mengerti apa yang telah terjadi. Hasratku tak tertahan untuk dapatkan dirinya.
Mungkinkah dia jatuh hati
seperti apa yang ku rasa.
Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
seperti apa yang
dia tahu.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. It introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic this time is menanyakan nomor telepon, or in English, asking for a telephone number. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on menanyakan nomor telepon, or in English, asking for telephone number. In the car on the way to the hotel, Kevin talked to Pak Imran, an officer from the university who picked Kevin up at the airport. Kevin asked for Imran's number that can be contacted.
Boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak?
Boleh. Nomor HP ya?
Iya.
0851-234-5987.
Terima kasih, Pak.
Baik, Mas.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, menanyakan nomor telepon, menanyakan nomor telepon, which means asking for a telephone number. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak? Boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak, which means may I have your telephone number? Nomor HP saya 0851234597. Nomor HP saya 0851234597, which means my cell phone number is 0851234597. Berapa nomor telepon Anda? Berapa nomor telepon Anda, which means what's your phone number? In the conversation, you heard Kevin ask for a telephone number by saying, boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak? Boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak? Which means, may I have your telephone number? To request a telephone number, you can also ask, boleh minta nomor telepon Anda? Boleh minta nomor telepon Anda? Which means also, may I have your telephone number? You can also ask berapa nomor telepon Anda, berapa nomor telepon Anda, which means what is your telephone number. If you want to request someone's mobile number, you can replace the word telephone with the word ponsel or HP. An example of its use is berapa nomor HP kamu, berapa nomor HP kamu, which means what is your mobile number. To respond to that question, you can start the answer by saying nomor telepon saya. Nomor telepon saya, which means my telephone number, or directly mention your telephone number. Let's listen to the following example. Boleh minta nomor HP kamu? Boleh minta nomor HP kamu, which means can I have your mobile number? 0812321567 0812321567, which means 0812321567. Berapa nomor telepon kamu? Berapa nomor telepon kamu? Which means what is your phone number? Nomor telepon saya 081232156778. Nomor telepon saya 081232156678. Which means my telephone number is 08123215678. Berapa nomor ponselmu? Berapa nomor ponselmu? Which means what is your mobile number? 081231578. 081232156778 or 02321567A. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia today, or let's speak bahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Boleh minta nomor telepon Bapak?
Boleh. Nomor HP ya?
Iya.
0851-234-5987.
Terima kasih, Pak.
Baik, Mas.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again. Thank you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malay song entitled Seri Banang. The song Seri Banang is an original Malay nostalgic song. Like Malay song in general, the lyric is written like poem. Generally, the song carries a message on perseverance and sincerity in realizing the goals. In its first lyric, Layang-layang bertali benang, putus diganti, tali belati. It means, there are many ways to reach the goals. Well, listener, let's listen to Malay song Seri Banang by Imam S. Arifin. Enjoy the song.
ketupat, masak ketupat berisi inti.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.